Access to mental health treatment and medication is a problem, especially in rural and neighbor island communities. That was the conclusion by the state legislature in 2003. But over the years, the solution to allow PhD psychologists to prescribe drugs has been opposed by MD psychiatrists. Dr. Jeff Akaka says psychologists don't have the knowledge or training to prescribe medication.
What's lacking is all of the building blocks to understand the human body, starting with basic chemistry, starting with basic biology. None of those basic building blocks are required by the current legislation. Current legislation allows the Board of Psychology to determine what requirements will be.
But the latest version of the bill would require licensed clinical psychologists to collaborate with medical doctors. Psychologist Jill Oliveira Gray says there's supporting evidence that patient safety is not at risk.
Psychologists have been prescribing medications in state systems, in the Indian Health Service, and in the Department of Defense since the early 90s. There are now 154 prescribing psychologists in New Mexico and Louisiana combined, and they are accumulating a track record of safe and effective prescribing.
Gray has worked in Maui, Molokai, rural Oahu, and the Big Island, and says psychologists outnumber psychiatrists by 20%. Meanwhile, the Daniel K. Inouye College of Pharmacy at UH Hilo can now provide training for psychologists. Judy Steinman is the program coordinator.
As of December 2015, we received American Psychological Association designation as one of four programs that's recognized for training in clinical psychopharmacology around the country.
The State Department of Health supports psychologists, but would like to exclude the severely and persistently mentally ill and prescribe only Federal Drug Administration label-approved medication for children. Big Island Senator Russell Ruderman fully supports the bill.
In my district of Pune, it also includes part of Kau, those are two districts each larger than Oahu, we don't have a single psychiatrist. If you drive to Hilo, you can see a psychiatrist if you check yourself into the hospital. And I think that the risks of a complete lack of medical treatment when needed are much greater than the risks that come with prescribing psychologists.
Commerce and Consumer Protection and Health Committee Chair Senator Roz Baker says the psychiatrists and psychologists will probably never reach consensus, but it's really about their patients.
Psychologists don't look at medication as the first line of defense, but if they have a patient who also needs meds from whether it's a primary care doc or from a psychiatrist, if they can help bridge that gap, then they can provide their patients with much better access to care. And that's really what this is all about.
According to the legislature, three people attempt suicide every day statewide, and more than half of those arrested suffer from severe mental illness or substance abuse. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.